Sibas, bringing you Sibas Watson. Now, the title of my podcast today is The Power of Love. The Power of Love. And, you know, it means a lot to me. I was meditating and just thinking, what do I talk about today? And the Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit. I talk about the power of love, because there's just too much hatred in this world. There's too much envy, too much jealousy. People wishing one another dead, people wishing one another evil, people wishing their ex-boyfriends, their ex-wives, their ex-partners, their baby daddies, their baby mamas, their side chicks, you know, you name them. You wish them dead. You just look at people and you wish them dead. You look at people and you wish that what they have, they don't have it at all. You look at people and you just wish that they're never on planet Earth. But we have to understand that God loves us so much. God loves us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son. And I always say, there's nothing to lose when you walk in love. There's so much joy in loving than hating. And I'm going to share a few scriptures today at the end of my podcast. And this podcast, I just wish that it would touch somebody that would be fortunate enough to listen to it. Don't just listen to it and say, oh, I can't be bothered. Here we go again with another one on love. No. Check your life. Check the people that you're hating on. Check the people that you're fighting. Check the people that when you see them, something in your heart just triggers you and you get angry and you get upset. Check your life and ensure that you take these people off your heart. Walk in love. Because envy and jealousy is a killer. What is love? Have you ever asked that? Or have you ever had someone say to you that they didn't know what love is? I've seen people really struggle to find out what it means to love. I've seen friendships fail for lack of love. If you think about it, we've seen devastations occur for lack of love. Think about London. Think about Rwanda. Think about the ongoing struggle in the Middle East. Think about the young people that are being stabbed here and there. Think about the people that are being killed, innocent people being killed. Today's podcast is focused on the call for us to love one another. This is love within the church, love between brothers and sisters, love between people, between human beings, people that have been created by God, because God loves everybody. What is love? What is the power of love? What does loving have to offer us that hating will never get us? The power of love is at least two things. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. Hallelujah. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing to make him stumble. The power of love is firstly that it gives light and clarity. When we love, we very often will look at life and at others with more understanding. That's because love listens. It doesn't assume it knows. Hate is closed. Mind made up. Judgment made. Hate envies. Hate keeps close tabs on the behavior of others. Hate is self-seeking. Hate is a hate trigger. Hate loves to see harm come to others. That's what hate does. Hate wants to see people that they don't like dead. Hate wants to see people dead. Hate wants to see people sick. Hate wants to see people not married. Hate wants to see people not even have a job, not even have something to eat. But scripture tells us that love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous. It does not brag. Love is not proud. Love is not rude. Love is not selfish, and it cannot be made angry easily. Love does not remember wrongs done against it. Love is never happy when others do wrong, but it is always happy with the truth. Love never gives up on people. It never stops trusting, never loses hope, and never quits. Love will never end, but all those gifts will come to an end. Even the gift of prophecy, the gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of knowledge, they will all pass away. As it says in the book of 1 Corinthians 13:48. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, do everything in love. It says, do everything in love. To the people that hate you, love them. The people that persecute you, love them. The people that talk about you, love them. The people that accuse you, love them. In everything, do everything in love. 1 Peter 4:8 says, most important of all, love each other deeply, because love makes you willing to forgive many sins. Some of you are struggling to forgive. Why? Because you don't love. There are people that you are holding on to for years and years and years and years. You're finding it hard to forgive them. But the Bible is saying that we cannot say we love God and hate our neighbors. We cannot say we love God that we have not seen and hate the person that sits next to us in church. Now, there's one thing I always say. Love is not just you seeing people and giggling with them and being in their circle and being around them and being on the phone with them 24/7. No. You can love people from a distance. Love is when you see somebody, you have nothing against them. You don't wish them evil. You wish them good. 1 John 4:8 says, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. So if you're listening to me, there are people say, I know God. I know the God that I serve. I love God. I know God. I love God. I'm a child of God. It doesn't matter what anybody says. I'm a child of God. I know God. No, you don't know God if you don't love. You do not know God if you don't love. There's power in love. I always say, if we all can just come together as one and love one another and love on each other, the world would be a better place to be in. So today I want to entreat you, if you're finding it hard to love somebody that you used to love before, today let go and show love. If you're finding it hard to love that person that has betrayed you, that has lied on you, gossiped about you, maltreated you, today let go and love. Because the more you hold on to grudges, the more you hold on to the people that have hurt you, the more you block your blessings. So do not allow anybody deny you of your blessings from God, because God is saying, unless and until you forgive, I cannot forgive you. But the only way you can forgive, if you make it a point of duty that you would walk in love irrespective of who likes you and who doesn't like you. It is a command. Love one another as I have loved you. So today, let's remember to walk in love, because there is power in love. God bless you.